Hi, this is Ivy Hoops Online with a further report on the Columbia-Princeton game last evening at Jadwin. My earlier report at the time of the Princeton post-game presser suggested that the Tigers placed four players in double figures. In fact, there were six. Pierce with 19 led the way, joined by Blake Peters, who canned a career-high 17. Player of the game, freshman Daylon Davis, the Chicago native, also posted a career-high of 16. Xavion Lee had, for him, a rather ho-hum 12 points, but he did add a key 6 assists. Seniors Zach Martini and captain Matt Alaco each added 12. Alaco left the game after playing only 18 minutes. More on his status later. Columbia described by Henderson as the fastest team the Tigers have faced this year. They sprinted out of the blocks, dominating the first 10 minutes of action. The Tigers did not shoot well in the early going as the Lions, eyeing an upset, grabbed a 21-12 lead after 10 minutes. This game has huge implications for the Ivy League tournament. Columbia needs to run the table in its final three games in order to grab the fourth spot in the tourney. And it will host the Ivy League tournament at Levy and Gym in 2 weeks. If the Tigers win out, they will lock up the number one seed in Ivy Madness. The Tiger offense got rolling in the latter portion of the first half. Alaco, Pierce, Daylon Davis, and Zach Martini all drained three-pointers to give Princeton a 41-30 margin at the four-minute mark. A buzzer beater by Columbia cut it to 41-33 at the break. That last basket kept Columbia's hopes alive. Late in the first half, Matt Alaco took a charge, sacrificing his body as he has done countless times in his terrific Tiger career. This time, his selflessness could prove damaging, however, as he was forced to leave the game and was not able to return. Unofficial speculation indicates a suspected concussion, but we will not know more until game time tonight. Daylon Davis got to enjoy some playing time in the absence of Alaco. He was in the lineup to start the second half, and he delivered his best overall performance of the season. He had a couple of very timely threes in the second period to sustain the Tigers' momentum, even in the absence of Alaco. His three with 7 minutes remaining gave the Tigers a 9-point margin, 63-54. Two Caden Pierce threes helped build a 15-point advantage at the 3:43 mark. Blake Peters closed out the three-point onslaught with his fifth, just under a minute remaining. Princeton held on for the 84-70 win. Columbia is a very talented team. Their great scorer, De La Rosa, had 19. Xavion McLean had a very productive night, canning 14 points, mostly in the first half. And Josh Adunomo was impressive, adding 10 points. The Lions dominated the boards, grabbing 34 caroms to just 25 for the Tigers. Tigers don't usually get out-rebounded, and certainly not in wins very frequently. The key statistics in this one include turnovers. The Lions coughed it up 15 times to just 6 for the Tigers, pleasing Henderson very much. Princeton scored 22 points from turnovers while yielding just 6. On the free throw line, the Tigers were a perfect 15 of 15, continuing their very hot shooting of late. Columbia just made 5 of 9. That 10-point difference proved decisive in a 14-point win. And now the Tigers turned their attention to the Cornell Big Red. The loss in Ithaca was, without question, the worst outing of the season for Princeton. Brian Earle's club dominated from start to finish. In the other two Tiger losses, at St. Joe's and at Yale, Princeton could have won both games. At Cornell, however, they were not in it. Tonight's game, as you all know, is absolutely crucial in determining the top seed at Ivy Madness. A huge crowd is expected on senior night when the Tigers will honor from the starting lineup Matalako and Zach Martini. Whether Alako can play is not yet known. If he cannot, the Tigers' chances of winning are severely diminished. But you can bet whoever plays for the Tigers will step up and give everything he has. For Ivy Hoops Online, this is George Clark. Thanks so much for listening, and enjoy the game tonight.